Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Yeah. Richie's favorite.
Wherever you are. Beat your chest.
Now, how is this any different, being distracted by somebody singing? How is that any different than being distracted by somebody's political point of view or an issue point of view? You don't like Celine Dion. And you sound very strident in Barbara Streisand.
You know,
as a matter of fact, women listening might think that you are a male chauvinist pig.
I would say the difference
women don't
is.
Like Barbara.
The difference is, I don't like either one of them. It just gets sappy, and I'm just not a big sappy
guy. You're such a hell of a man.
But you know what?
Yeah. I like
Celine Dion is not going to make me mad. Barbara Streisand is not going to make me mad by their music.
No.
Listening to a politician that just nails on the chalkboard, that will make me upset. That'll get an emotional reaction out of me. So I would say, with the exception of the fact that Celine Dion stole $1,000 of my parents' money when they went to see her in Vegas, that makes me mad.
Ah, okay. Could have been in your inheritance.
I saw her in Vegas.
It's $1,000 of my parents' money I'll never get.
So we are now playing this Celine Dion song because it's the intro, the song from the Titanic, to a remake, shall we say, a cover. Our video of the day today comes from the group Postmodern Jukebox. They take pop music, remake it in a vintage style. So they take this song and remake it so that it sounds like a hit Jackie Wilson would have done in the 50s or 60s. Listen to this. This is terrific. You'll love the audio, but you'll even more love watching them on the video at DougStephan.com.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I like it.
Oh, it's great.
That is how I know you for one.
This is terrific. Isn't this great?
I knew you'd love this stuff.
Oh, my God, this is great. Did you find this?
No. But as soon as I heard it, I said, oh, my God, Doug is going to love this.
Crank it up, Richie. Stuff there? A lot of this stuff from them.
Yeah, sure.
Again, it's Postmodern Jukebox. Cool. They've remade the theme song from the Titanic that Celine Dion did.
And if you look at them,
style of like a Jackie Wilson song.
They are absolutely like a 60s.
Yeah, they look like
doo-wop.
I see that in the video.
Yeah. Where, you know, the black suits with the skinny white, skinny black ties and the white shirts. They're just very cool.
Yeah. Where do you find those anymore?
I know.
Huh?
Retro shops.
Yeah, I guess. Come on, Richie, let's go. Crank it up.
Gave this guy $1,000.
Yeah.
Celine Dion. Good boy. Uh-huh. Listen to this dude.
Oh, I'm here. There's nothing I fear. And I know that the heart will go on.
You know what I'd love to see? They probably have this on YouTube already.
Yeah.
If somebody laid this version of the song over top of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see what the scene would look like when they sing it like
a little
this.
Different. Probably not quite as dramatic.
Very creative, though. That's creative thinking, Richie. Not bad. So once again, our video of the day from the group Postmodern Jukebox. You can check out this song, which is a reworking, shall we say, of the song from the Titanic. And the style is obviously 50s and 60s. Working it here on Good Day. 28 after.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. One fumble in a football game is so famous it's been dubbed the Holy Roller.
The Oakland Raiders were playing the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers led by a touchdown. The Raiders had the ball on the Chargers' 14-yard line with only 10 seconds left.
The Raiders quarterback dropped back to pass. Under pressure, he fumbled.
The ball rolled forward. A player tried to scoop it up. It rolled forward some more.
Another Raider tried to grab it. It rolled into the end zone. He jumped on the ball. Touchdown! The Raiders won by fumbling forward.
So try and try again to be more likely to succeed. Sure, you'll fumble occasionally.
Learn from it so you fumble forward. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Glad to be with you. Mercury, long banned from household thermometers because even minimal exposure can destroy the human central nervous system, is now being infused cheaply in children's vaccines because the pharmaceutical industry has paid for a study claiming mercury's actually good for the brains of infants and small children, using fake TV news stories like this one on an Austin, Texas station.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Medically, there's still no conceivable reason for mercury ever to be mainlined into the bloodstream for any reason.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.